Dillingham Superior Court Judge Pat Douglas retired in November. Before she left, she spoke with KDLG about SB 91, which she had had a front row seat to watch roll out over the past few months.
The theory behind this bill is wonderful. You won't find anybody against the idea of it, is we don't need to warehouse people. That doesn't do anything except make people worse in their behaviors. So we need to offer people rehabilitation resources.
Douglas says one of the main problems so far is that many of those rehabilitation resources aren't available to everyone in the state.
Like over in Anchorage, we have drug courts and therapeutic courts and mental health courts, none of which exist in the bush because we don't have the personnel and we don't have the resources to support those kind of courts.
She says the gap between the services offered in the bigger cities versus the bush has made for a rocky start for this major set of criminal justice reforms. But that may be obvious mainly to those involved, usually from the wrong end of the law. To the public, Judge Douglas has seen three main areas where SB 91's changes have made for some confusion: bail, probation, and sentencings. As for bail, the standard amounts have gone down and also don't necessarily keep people in jail for a night.
A lot of crimes before, including violent crimes, that would have held somebody in jail, made them go before a magistrate before they were released on a bail, are now being released on their own recognizance. And people need to understand, because, you know, if you see your neighbor in a big fight with his brother and the cops come and get him or the troopers come and pick him up and, 2 hours later he's back home, you're going to wonder why. Well, that's SB 91.
The idea of supervised release or probation is to play a larger role in sentencings, sometimes replacing actual jail time entirely. Douglas is concerned that it may overload the adult probation office and that the way the conditions are now structured will take some time for the public to understand.
People are used to, they come back and they're not supposed to drink, and so they drink and they get a violation and they go to court and maybe they have to do 10 days or maybe they're just put back on probation with a warning. But I think we're going to see less than that happening, again, as a direct result of the probation conditions that are being changed in the bill.
With sentencing after a conviction, the goal of the reforms is to focus less on jail time and more on treatment or supervised release.
The ranges have decreased, and a lot of crimes that used to be felonies are now misdemeanors. Crimes that were misdemeanors are now offenses, violations. And felonies that used to be immediately you'd have at least some jail time are now mandated for no jail time. And I think people, particularly drug possession, Class C felony, that's going to be one of them. And people, unless they've read this bill and understand what the changes are, I think they're going to have a hard time understanding some of the sentences and some of the results they see coming out of the courthouse.
Douglas says the state-mandated changes to bail, probation, and sentencings have left the public uncomfortable with the way some cases are handled now. She thinks that will improve when people become more accustomed to SB 91. What she is concerned about is that the philosophical shift towards rehabilitation and treatment, rather than warehousing people in jail, has not yet been followed through all the way.
SB 91 was the first part of that. You know, we're not going to just put people in jail and leave them there. We want them out. But the reason they want to be out is to give them opportunities for therapy, treatment, whatever they need, job training, education, whatever people need, in order to succeed and not be a recidivist. That's the part that we haven't put in place yet.
As she retired last month, Judge Pat Douglas said she had seen no indication that Alaska's cash-strapped legislature was planning to put those other services in place for rural residents. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.